Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is now free, the victim of many years of child abuse at the hands of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, who was later diagnosed with Munchausen by proxy syndrome. However, Gypsy, a victim, at the same time also the culprit, one of the people charged with her murder, the murder of Dee Dee Blanchard, along with her boyfriend at the time, Nick Godijohn. Now, after 8.5 years, Gypsy is finally free and about to start a new life of her own. And really, if you look at this, she's 32 years old and for the first time is truly free in a sense, imprisoned basically by her mother all that time and going straight from that to an actual prison. Now at 32, never having a normal life, never having a normal upbringing and thrown to the world with much fanfare and publicity. This could go really wrong really fast. That would be where my take is on this as we're watching her launch herself into the world of social media and public opinion with her own voice. What are your thoughts as she goes into this, Robin?
Yeah, you hit it right there, Tony. She's going from 0 to 100, which can be very dangerous if you don't have some good, healthy people in your life, part of that process of transitioning to freedom. And there's been many levels of freedom that she's been exposed to. She is really a great, perfect storm of how you become a media sensation. I mean, she was, first of all, the word victim. She was a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore victim.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And yet she never played the role of a victim. She took command. She took control, which is a compelling story. So it garners support for her because she was so victimized by such a rare psychological disorder and really traumatized by her mother making her go through horrendous surgeries, in, you know, shaving her head, pretending she had leukemia. I mean, there was just, and she was about to go through another surgery, but never in any of the things I've read did she say, I was a victim. She just said what was done to her, and she was at wit's end about what to do with it. She, you know, moments of, she didn't say insanity, but, you know, just kind of franticness. I didn't want to go through another mm-hmm. surgery. It's a compelling story. And as opposed to Becky Hill, who refuses to own her behavior, what does she do? The other compelling part, she confesses.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I didn't know what to do. And so that unto itself becomes part of that tragic story where she doesn't say she's a victim. That whole thing, it just has all the rings of that. Plus, you know, the story of getting married and starting life again. And it's really a perfect storm because also you have the true crime aspect of it. You have a female aspect of it. And I say female because the greatest purveyors of true crime are females because, again, I looked at the science on this because, you know, females and male, anyone doesn't want to be a victim of true crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially this true crime, I mean, it's just everything coming together for, yes, she's went from 0 to 100 as a media sensation, but she's got to be really careful because, you know, you can be surrounded by some really unhealthy people trying to take advantage of that and kind of manipulate and guide you in an unhealthy way because, as you said earlier, she's had a lifetime of reps of unhealthy people around her, especially
yeah.
her mother. And so that's really impacted her, I'm sure.
I can't imagine she has the best compass in the world to decipher who's good and who's bad, quite honestly, because of her upbringing and the reps that she's had and in her conditioning. you know, probably has a good intent, you know, to live a life of freedom and not be under the reins of this sort of horrible control. But it is scary to see, I don't know, I'm seeing a lot of red flags right away as she's entering the world in some of her statements. And I'm not saying this as an attack on her whatsoever. It's more so a concern than it is anything else. I think it's probably right that she is free. She was a horrible victim of abuse. There are many ways to handle a problem other than murdering someone. But at the same point, I don't know that she had the mental capacity to think many other ways. But right. At the same point, seeing some of her posts talking about, and I have this book coming out about this and this interactive thing over here and the Lifetime series, the prison confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And it's a lot. And I get there's a lot of, you know, salivating hyenas waiting at the door for her to get out so they can profit off of Gypsy Rose Blanchard's story. And I'm sure she'll make money on it too. It's her story to tell. But all of these pieces together, it just screams, this is not going to end well. And I don't know what sort of advice one would give someone like this who's entering a world of this nature to help them stay on some sort of path. I don't know if there is any guidebook to this because it is such a rare situation.
Yeah, as so often when we're talking about these cases and situations, you know, I get my first thoughts that pop into my head when you say something. And this one's really pretty clear to me. You know, what advice would you give her or anyone in this kind of situation? Mm-hmm. Shh.
Yeah.
Silence. I'm concerned, like you are, has she healed enough to go from what looks like 0 to 100?
Yeah.
And that's the concern. Because if you haven't healed enough, the decision you're going to be making, because obviously the decision she made for murder with an unhealthy boyfriend was not the right problem-solving skill for the situation. Granted, I mean, no one's denying that she had to solve that problem and she didn't have many tools knowingly available to do it, but that was an extreme one. Mm-hmm. And so that showed, and she paid the price for, you know, doing time in jail. But at the same time, though, has she recovered from that problem-solving then?
Yeah.
And again, I'm all about the greatest solution we can all have is silence.
Yeah.
Be quiet, hold back, collect yourself, and collect. I keep saying this because it's so impactful. Healthy people. We need to have healthy people around us in our lives because they keep us on track. Because no one person is an island and no one person can do it all. I have my loving critics in my life. Tony, you're one of my critics. You let me know if I say something off or if I'm doing something wrong. And I can do the same for you, but doing it for ourselves, it's very challenging because we're emotionally attached to the outcome that we're seeking. We're especially in a situation like this. I'm free. I can finally do something with my life. I can make money and take care of myself and the people I care about in my life. So going from 0 to 100, but who is the loving critic saying, whoa, slow down. Let's make sure the people we're slowly allowing into our lives are bringing the healthy behaviors, the healthy energy, and the things we need to move slowly down that path. We don't need to run. We don't need to rush. We've got many years ahead of her, thankfully.
Would you classify a healthy person as someone who watched the Gypsy Rose documentary and then reached out and eventually married Gypsy Rose? That, I'm sorry. I mean, I want happiness for people, but that in itself seems like quite a red flag there, and maybe not the healthiest of people to become romantically involved with while you're in prison.
It raises questions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know what you don't know, but you're right. It's as we say, it's a data point of I hope, Tony, that a year from now, 2 years from now, we're not saying what a life that tragically went sideways after she finally gained it back.
You just hope that, and I know she has her father now that's in her life and the stepmom. Those two seem to be with good intention. So one would hope that they stay there, that she is able to get some grounding, because more than anything, she needs a space. She needs the grounding in life to launch into it.
Here's a great analogy for her situation that I think a lot of people can relate to, not personally, but from what we see in media. Think of lotto winners, you know, Mega Millions jackpot winners. predominantly high. I wish I had the numbers that I just thought at the top of my head.
Insanely
I've seen
high,
these things.
Yeah.
Insanely high percentage of people are completely bankrupt within a couple of years because they go from zero to billions and they don't know how to manage it. Meanwhile, we just had a recent winner. The conjecture is it's a doctor, they think, in Maine that won the Mega Millions like 6 or 8 months ago. No one heard anything going on because they took the time to slow down. How can we do this in a thoughtful way to keep myself out of the media, all the people that want to come into my life at bay? In other words, it was a very thoughtful, slow process of, all right, my life has the potential from going to from zero to 100. How do we increase that speed 5 miles an hour at a time? I mean, think about this. I love using race car analogy on this. Yeah. I've done this with behavior. If all of a sudden you discover a new behavior in your life, like, oh my gosh, I can read nonverbal behavior. And it's like, I was driving a Prius and I just won a Ferrari. I'm going to get in this thing and I'm going to have no training and I'm going to just floor it and see what it can do going down a highway or my local road. What's going to happen? Total wreck. You're going to destroy that car because you have no skill set. You have no idea how to go from like a two-cylinder car. I'm not saying a Prius is, you know, but a small two-cylinder car that was a jalopy that you were given, you know, in high school for $500 to, you know, a super high-end performance sports car. Mm-hmm. You need some training. You need some people to guide you. So you need, so you don't hurt yourself with that extreme from going from one to the other. So same thing in these types of situations. You need to slow down and have some people, maybe not the person you married in prison. Maybe so. Maybe what?
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll just have to see and really genuinely hope for the best on this.
Me too. I mean, she seems like a very sweet person that was really abused pretty profoundly that I've never even seen before. And disorder, again, on your show, another week of, huh, never heard of that one.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.